Approximately 10,000 absentee and affidavit ballots must be counted. Both sides will be in state Supreme Court in Montgomery County on Friday to determine how those votes will be counted. Vic Work is the Democratic Elections Commissioner in Ulster County, where 4,000 absentee ballots have come in.
Starting somewhere around the 20th of November, we'll start counting the absentee ballots. There's also a court order. We haven't been served yet, but there's a court order signed by a judge for the Amador campaign directing us not to count anything until we start the 20th.
Ballots had to have been postmarked by November 5th to qualify. The process ensures one's right to vote is upheld. Gerald Benjamin is a professor of political science at SUNY New Paltz. He says people should be able to vote and be included wherever they are, as long as a way can be found to do that.
The system should err in the direction of inclusion without permitting or encouraging a fraudulent practice, and sometimes when margins are closed, the absentees are consequential in every vote. It's more arduous to count these votes, and of course, the candidates anxious to win engage their surrogates in making sure that the votes are legitimate. And the complicated side of this in New York, I guess, is that we have an enormous amount of litigation surrounding our election practices, far more than in most other states, and we have lots of developed law on this, and we have courts very insistent on dotting every I and crossing every T and making sure ballots, when they're cast, are legitimate. So it can become an arduous and time-consuming process.
And in the Amador Katchik case, there is an extra factor to consider involving the presidential election. Vic Work explains that his people have been directed by the State Board of Elections to certify the presidential count for Ulster County by December 1st.
So they can certify by December 15th. So they can elect the electors, because you didn't actually vote for the president, you voted for the electors. We can't very well count the absentees for the presidential race and not at least open the ballot for the Katchik Amador race, because they're on the same piece of paper. And we may wind up counting them for the president and then putting them back in the envelope and not counting for Amador Katchik.
Work says the court will make the final decision on what course to follow. Both the Amador and Katchik campaigns will be able to set aside any ballot they find objectionable. Gerald Benjamin elaborates.
So a ballot is held up and you inspect it, your person inspects it and knows what the law is, what the ballot has to, how it has to be marked, how it has to be kind of identified and so on. You watch the process, and if you have a concern about a particular ballot, you challenge it in the moment. So the presumption that is that you have been present and monitoring the process and therefore and had your opportunity when the ballot was brought forward. Now, if you think that there's systematic bias in the Board of Elections in qualifying a ballot, you would go on the record at that moment saying, I object to this, I object to that, and at the end of the day, you might have created a record to bring it before a court, you see. But you're in the process, so you're in observing the process, so the outcome then would be presumably the result would have been observed in its process by both sides. Now, that's why, or all sides, so that's why it's arduous. Counting 10,000 ballots is not hard. Counting them under scrutiny systematically, with challenges going forward, potentially on every point, makes it harder and longer.
Vic Work adds that any delay in ballot counting could possibly extend the process into the new year, leaving citizens in the 46th temporarily without a sitting representative until the winner is finally determined. Following Tuesday's other election results, Democrats held a 31-30 lead in the state Senate, which requires 32 votes to pass measures. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.